as they have themselves a nice little wild comeback, hold on for dear life night in Washington. But let me say this, young man, Tiki Barber.
I'm old, but go ahead.
I think you saw above anything else last night, when it comes to the trade deadline, now's the time to strike with trading J.D. Martinez.
Are you kidding? What is wrong with you?
Oh, yes.
What is wrong with you? There is not a Met fan alive that would co-sign that.
I know, and that's why I'm here to talk some sense and be, dare I say, an IBO, an Independent Baseball Observer, an Independent Met Observer. Look, last night was a really fun win, and there's obviously positives to take out of it, namely Francisco Alvarez, who gets his batting average up to .306, mm-hmm. and hello, anybody out there who's watched the Mets all year, when did the Mets stink the most? When Francisco Alvarez was lost after that Dodgers series, and since he has come back and he has figured it out, he, of course, gets the big hit, puts the Mets in front after it looked like early, down 2-0, David Peterson not finding his stuff. It wasn't going to be that kind of night. But he's hitting down in that 7-hole. The Mets have clicked as a lineup. Vientos up there. He continues to get big hits. And I look at this Met team, and I'm just trying to see the honest forest through the trees, and that is this. Why did the Mets almost lose that game last night? Because their bullpen continues to be an unmitigated disaster.
Well, yeah. Well, I think it's Carlos Mendoza trying to save innings, save arms, and so you go to guys like Tyler J.
Who is Tyler J?
I have no idea. Or Festus. Right. Day before.
Uncle Festa.
Is his last name Festa?
Yeah.
I was like, who is this
Festa
kid?
For the rest of us.
Right. Maybe we're going to hit lightning in a bottle, bring one of these kids up, and he's just going to be spectacular. Just not happening. And so, yes, the bullpen has been and probably will be until they make a move.